Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. Today is October the 6th, and this is DC Love. I'm one of the show hosts. I'm awaiting the arrival of my co-host, Eileen Powers. So I'd like to take a moment and tell you a little bit about us. My co-host Eileen is an angel communicator, receiving messages from angels, guides, guardians, and loved ones. And she has been seeing spirits since, you know, she was a small child. And they kept her up with their shenanigans. At around the age of 7, she experienced an event that surrounded her with a beam of white light. And ever since, she has received clear messages and the divine ability to deliver them along with divine direction. Eileen has been an angel tarot and oracle card reader, and she did the very first in-person training with Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. And as an intuitive, Eileen has had a very keen ability to connect with your messages, and oftentimes she will connect with a loved one. I'll tell you now a little bit about myself. This is DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath Reiki master and teacher. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. I connected with Joan when she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. And the great thing about our connection is Joan left this door open, and others have walked through it. And I've had access to this ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source, and it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to doing this life-changing work that I'm doing now that I can't imagine, you know, not doing, my background had been in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings, everyone. This is DC Love. Now, Eileen and I are both Reiki masters in the Sakim and the Yasui methods of Reiki. And tonight, I would ask anyone that is doing Reiki to join us in sending Reiki to those living in the path of Hurricane Matthew. I'd also like to, you know, begin with a little prayer. God, please bless each and every person affected by this storm and surround them with your love, protection, and angels. And let them know there are millions of us out there praying for them and their loved ones. And Lord, even in their darkest hours, we know that you are always with them. Thank you. Amen. Okay, so while I'm waiting for Eileen, I'm going to start off by taking a call. Hello, area code 830. You're live with Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. This is DC. How are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful. How about you?
Doing great. I'm awaiting my co-host. So in the meantime, can I ask, is there something special that you had in mind that you called in for this evening?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you're just calling in for some general messages, hon?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's always a good thing as well, when we just, you know, allow the angels to come forward and, you know, deliver what they have for us. It's always a good option. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to look in and see what the angels have to say. Some of it you may be aware of, maybe other, you know, things you may not. Okay. So we're going to start? Okay. Okay, so the first thing that I'm getting is Archangel Metatron is coming forward. And Archangel Metatron, he's an archangel, so he's more powerful than an angel. And he's very, very, like he's a no-nonsense angel, and he's one of my guides. And he wants you to believe in yourself and really listen with your heart and do, you know, what gives you joy. Okay?
Okay.
What I'm getting here is that you're starting a new path in life, and I see a lot of wonder. I see a lot of excitement. There's going to be opportunities, and there's going to be growth that's truly going to be unlimited. But you have to have faith in yourself, Kathy, and you have to believe in your dreams. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And what I'm seeing is, you know, I'm seeing a staircase, and the angels are saying, you don't have to see, like, the entire staircase, just the first step, and just take that first step, and you're going to be on the path to a happier, beautiful, brand new life, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And
thank you.
You're welcome. And you know what? You're not going to be going alone on your path because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be there, and they're going to assist you along the way, okay?
Oh, awesome.
So don't worry about, like, you know, oh, gosh, maybe I don't have enough experience. Don't worry about that. Just have confidence that you're going to be able to fulfill your dreams and you're meant to have the joy that you're looking for. Okay? And
yes.
Archangel Metatron specifically is a loving and protective angel, okay? And he's, like I said, he's going to help you to make those important changes that you want to make in your life, and he's going to help you to have confidence, okay? And
okay.
As well, if you want to get inner child, and there might be a little, you know, fear there, Archangel Metatron is the one that's going to help you with that as well.
Okay.
Okay. We have Archangel Michael coming forward as well. And he's asking you, Kathy, what is it like presently that you are trying to accomplish? Okay. There might be a situation around you where maybe, you know, your unique point of view may be, you know, providing solutions, or maybe in fact you might be missing something. So he's saying, you know, please go over the details, look it over once more, okay? And the angels want you to really succeed in all you do, okay?
Okay.
But he's saying, Kathy,
okay.
He's giving you a little heads up. Be careful because there may be something a little bit more going on than meets the eye, and someone around you, in fact, may have an ulterior motive, okay? So he's saying,
okay.
Like, please use a little bit of caution is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and now he steps back, and we have Archangel Raphael coming forward, and he's talking about romance. So I don't know if you're involved with someone, but what I'm getting is, like, this is really going to be beautiful. Okay?
Well, I'd like to be someday, yeah.
Okay, well, you have the chance. What I'm getting is you actually may connect with someone, and they're really going to just, you know, be so charming, they may actually sweep you off your feet, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
So,
thank you so much.
Saying,
I have
make
to,
sure that
I
you...
I have to... Make sure I what?
Go ahead.
I couldn't hear you.
No, go ahead. It was a little... No, that's awesome. You were talking. I said, that's cool. Go ahead.
Now I totally forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So we have Archangel Gabriel coming forward, and she's saying, Kathy, you can do whatever you want right now. And please, whatever you do, go after whatever it is that you're wishing for, whatever you're wanting, just go after it, okay?
Okay.
This is your time, okay? Everything that you want is, like, basically within your grasp, but you really have to believe in yourself. And
okay.
She's describing you as someone that's very charming, and you're a person that can balance things very easily in your life with ease and grace. You're very independent. You're passionate. You're a very confident person. And she's saying, you know, you may get some advice if you do follow through on it and really try to go after what it is that you're wanting, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and again, I spoke earlier about the inner child with Archangel Metatron. Archangel Raphael is coming forward, and he's asking that you embrace your inner child. Okay, I don't know if you've been thinking about maybe like your childhood specifically. Have you been having any memories of the past?
I have, and I've loved the simplicity of everything.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's great. Mm-hmm. In fact, like, some past connections coming forward, and you know you may reconnect with you know close friends, and also you know just watch because it may be a message that there might be something that you need to let go of as well. Okay, there might be something involving yourself as a child. There might be something just involving children, or it might be just as simple as saying, Kathy, really you know get in touch with that beautiful inner child. You know, so you've got to figure it out. But I'm feeling it's the message is really like get in touch with that inner child, Kathy. Is what I'm seeing. Okay. And just, I mean, maybe have you not been having fun lately? Maybe it's a time to just you know get out there and have a little bit of fun.
Mhm. I think you're right.
But you know what? When you connect to your joy, Kathy, when we connect to our joy, we're actually able to do what it is that we're wanting. So when you connect to your joy, it helps you to connect on your life path as well.
Okay.
So find something that you like. It could be like, say, like a pottery class, learning how to paint, taking dance classes, as simple as going and doing something with some friends, going for a massage, going out to lunch, whatever it is that really gives you pleasure. Connect with that,
okay.
And in some way or form, you are going to get connected with your life path, okay?
All right.
Now, I want to know, do you know who Archangel Michael is?
Yes.
Okay, because he's a very powerful angel, and when you need protection, that's the first one I think of is Archangel Michael, okay?
Yeah, I talk to him
so
a lot.
So he is with you now, and he wants to help you at this time, maybe just even to have you connect more so with God. And he's saying, Kathy, during quiet reflection and prayer, he wants you to just, you know, put your, what it is that you're wanting, what your petitions are, put it out there. Because he's going to deliver all your prayers with love so that you could really, you know, obtain all those graces and gifts that are going to be for your highest good, okay? Or if you're thinking of someone else, it'll be for their highest good, okay? But this is going to elevate your mind and your heart to a knowledge and love of divine things, and it's also going to bring you confidence and strengthen your present connection with God and the angels, okay? So Archangel Michael is going to guide you in ways that are really comfortable and to help you, again, like strengthen your connection with the divine. And he will guide you, you know, when you don't know what words to use. He's going to help with prayers, anything that you're feeling guided to do, whether it's meditation, maybe connecting with spiritual people. But he knows what you're needing, and he's going to help you even to find the time to connect with him on a deeper level. So he's asking that you take a little time, maybe and sit like in quiet, you know, reflection. And I don't know if you know that, but stillness is the gateway to peace, Kathy.
Okay.
So he is saying that, you know, that your prayers are heard, hon, by the angels, and they are going to be delivered to God, okay? And he just wants you to take a little bit of time to reflect and then connect, okay? And
I will.
You're going to be, you know, connected with your purpose, okay? But I feel like as well there's going to be like inner strength that you have. There's going to be guidance. You're going to be so inspired, and I'm getting like a lot of answered prayers, hon.
Oh, yay. I've had the goosebumps since I started talking with you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you're on a beautiful path. It's really exciting. And, you know, it's exciting as well for me to connect with you and bring forth your messages. But I feel like you have a beautiful path ahead of you. The only thing I want to ask you, have you been getting outside enough? Because I don't feel like that you have.
Oh, I'm actually outside.
Do you like being outdoors? Are you getting enough of fresh air? Okay, have you been outside enough?
Yes.
Okay, because what I'm getting is you might not be out as much as you would like to, you know?
No, I'm never
and try
outside
like,
enough.
Sure, you try to like exit your house, whether it's work or, you know, it's, you know, at home, and just get outside. Even if it's a couple minutes, it's really going to help, you know, revive your spirit, revive your soul. And you're going to see, you know, just by connecting outside for that couple minutes even, connecting out in nature when we get to see, you know, the beautiful birds. There's still some, I live in the Northeast, so there's still some flowers blooming here in October, which I'm grateful for. And even like, you know, even I see like leaves now are falling off trees. Even they're falling, and when the wind takes them, they seem to be doing this beautiful little dance. So, I mean, there's always something to get out there and look, you know, for and be grateful for. And the angels are saying, Kathy, don't let another day go by without getting outdoors and really, you know, get connected with your environment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what I'm getting is, do you feel maybe there's like a little bit more balance needed in your life as we're connecting?
I'm sure there could be a lot more balance, yes.
Okay, because when we're not in balance, it's harder to manifest. So what I would ask that you just, you know, like review, like, you know, where your energy goes and try to have
okay.
it, you know, like a little bit more balance. And then everything, you know, falls into place. So if you're going to work hard, make sure that you play hard, okay?
Okay, I understand.
Okay. And the last angel message I have to you, Kathy, is be true to who you really are. Be true to your life, and just realize that you're going to have the most amazing changes headed your way. And your soul, excuse me, is whispering to you at all times. And sometimes we can't hear it if we're a little bit too busy. Maybe there's a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of fear, a little bit of worry. And the angels are saying, Kathy, just take a little time out of your day and listen to the needs of your soul. Okay?
Okay?
Are you living
okay.
your life in alignment with your authentic self, Kathy? Or, you know, are you living your life based on what other people, you know, might be, you know, telling you to live by? The angels are saying, you know, just please get quiet, try to meditate a little bit, and ask your soul to guide you, and you're going to be able to step into alignment with your authentic self. That's the true Kathy. And when you show up in the world in a way that is authentic and genuine, and you stay true to who you really are, your life is going to start to shift, and you're going to see miracles happen. Your life is going to be filled with miracles. So just be true to who you really are, and the angels are saying, Kathy, your life is going to change in the most amazing ways.
Okay. I really love to make stuff with my hands.
Well, that's beautiful. I mean, if you're creative like that, that's one way to easily go down the path that you're supposed to be on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I
so
do.
So just release
all
that
crap.
Creative energy.
Yes.
You know, and that'll
even,
help
even
you.
That.
Even, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it exactly
anything
that
creative.
You do like, creatively?
Oh, goodness.
What is it that
right
interests
now, right now I'm painting. And
that's awesome.
But
I mean, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
people
quilt.
That don't even paint, wow, awesome. You're really talented.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
It's very rewarding.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's amazing. It's totally
yeah.
amazing. And people that don't even have the ability like to paint, and even if they got a coloring book and crayons, it's still going to help you.
Yes.
So it's really amazing. And, Kathy, I want to ask you, do you do anything with the healing arts?
Healing arts. I volunteer at Assisted Living.
In the different
that's
healing modalities? Okay,
no.
Because what I'm getting is that you are a natural healer.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, maybe someone like around you, a family member, a friend, whenever they're not feeling good, did you ever notice when you've placed your hands upon them how they start to feel better?
That's funny you say that. I've heard that.
Okay, you have this beautiful spiritual gift of energy healing. Okay, and you've got to think about that. Do you want to take that further? You could take that in a professional direction, okay? There's so many different healing modalities. I mean, you can just Google and see, you know, what catches your interest. Okay?
I will.
But I'm
I'll
getting that, like
that.
That you really should think about it because you do, you know, you have really beautiful high energy and, you know, not only like healing your hands, but you're going to be manifesting as well your dreams, Kathy.
Oh, what beautiful.
Really beautiful. I mean, it is really beautiful. And I'm getting, I don't know, like, if you were thinking about career or anything, but I'm getting at this time as you and I are connecting, there's so many possibilities that are open for you right now.
Okay. I wasn't even sure if I should get a job right now.
Okay.
Like,
well, the angels,
like, in this area, I want to move, so I don't know if I should wait or if I should get a job and just stay busy until I leave.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm getting there's, like, a lot of opportunities presently that are open to you.
Okay.
And it could even involve your creative abilities. But I'm seeing, you know, opportunities, and as well I'm seeing money around you. And what I'm also getting is, Kathy, think outside of the box. Like, don't be closed-minded. Think outside of the box. You have a lot of options.
Okay.
And you have so many skills that you could even do something creatively on a part-time basis, and that's going to bring money in. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I would say connect with your angels and allow them to guide you about possibilities that may lead to, like, your divine life mission.
All right.
But if
I
you
will.
Paint, if you're painting and you're happy, well, then that's going to help you to move, like, onto your career path. And ask the angels to come in, and they'll guide you every step of the way. There's always guidance available, Kathy. We're never alone.
Okay.
Well, I hope that's helped you, and I thank you so much for calling into Angel Ann.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
What beautiful messages.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. And please call us back and,
I will.
Keep in touch and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, DC.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. God bless, hon. Have a great evening.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, that was a beautiful reading, and thank you, Kathy, for calling in this evening. Okay. We don't have any calls right now. I know that there's a storm, you know, with Matthew and everything coming in. So, again, we send our prayers, our love, our Reiki energy for everyone involved, family members of, you know, everyone. What I would like to do now for those listening is I'd like to do a simple meditation that I was channeled to deliver. And we're going to start doing the meditation, and it's a meditation to connect with our truth. So as you're sitting there, please get comfortable. Sit quietly and close your eyes. Relax. Slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Very deeply. So it'd be in through the nose, out through the mouth. Now, on the out breath, please breathe out all the negativity that you are feeling. And then on the in breath, breathe in positivity. Notice how calm that you're becoming. Your body is aligning with love. You are now centered and connected to your higher self and to the divine. You are one with all that there is. There is no separation. Please continue now to breathe. And notice how your heart is filling with love and joy. You are connected to the one heart frequency. Your vibration reaches to heaven as well as to Mother Earth. As above, so below. And as you breathe, all of life is once again infused and restored with the love and the light that you send. You are now consciously connected to the universal mind. You send love and light to the universe. Your energy begins to expand as peace and harmony surround you. This powerful energy now extends outward, surrounding all of mankind, and brings total awareness. And you are able to let go of any limitations that you may have had. Breathe in love and gratitude. Your entire being is now filling with this omnipresent energy. If you have any questions about your journey during this lifetime, now is the time to address them. Visualize yourself on this beautiful, magnificent mountain. And on this mountain, you look around and you're surrounded by the Ascended Masters as you stand with your feet firmly planted onto Mother Earth. You notice the Masters approaching. A few that you see immediately are Jesus, and he's sitting nearby waiting to connect with you. You look behind him, you see Saint Germain, and there's Mother Mary too. You look to the right, you see Archangel Metatron, accompanied by Archangel Michael. And then you see Archangel Uriel. There's Merlin, Melchizedek, Kuan Yin, Archangel Gabriel, and many more are now coming forward. You look to the left and you see Lady Nada, King Solomon, Ketumi, Moses, Archangels Michael, and Raphael, and so, so many more. And don't worry, don't become overwhelmed. All you have to do is just breathe in their light and their positive energy. Beloved ones, the right Ascended Master will step forward as you focus on the questions that you have. You resonate with the unconditional love that surrounds you. It is beaming from every direction. You now find a comfortable place to sit, and you notice there are soft cushions placed on the ground for your comfort. One of the Ascended Masters walks over to you and sits beside you. You greet him or her with a loving smile, and you thank them for joining you. Allow yourself to become open to the information you will now receive. And don't worry, you will receive the messages that you need to hear. Be open to whatever way it's going to be delivered. You may see images or maybe hear words. You can even feel certain sensations, or you may even see symbols. But you have to know that your messages will be the perfect ones just for you, and they will be received in divine right timing. And if you're not aware of them right now, please don't worry. You will receive them. They will be revealed to you when the time is right. So for now, just breathe in the love and the guidance that you are needing. You are connecting on a soul's level. Remain in this sacred space until the messages and guidance are received. When you are done, thank the Ascended Masters that connected with you, and just take a few deep breaths slowly once again. Now, when you're ready, open your eyes. You are back in the comfortable space where you began. Move your hands and your arms gently and wiggle your toes. Notice your awareness and the beautiful energy that remains. Now, bring this energy with you throughout the rest of your day. And remember, you can return whenever you wish. Be prepared to be enlightened as well as transformed. with each journey that you take. Okay, I hope that everyone has enjoyed that meditation. Okay, I believe we have a caller on hold.
Hello.
Good evening, 646.
Good
evening. This is DC.
Hello, DC.
Hi,
Helena.
Can I have your name, please?
Helena.
Helena. Hello, hello, Helena.
Hello, hello, DC.
How are you?
What a lovely welcome. I'm good. I'm really good. But a couple of questions, or a question. I made a big change in my life, and it meant losing my part-time job. So money's in a really interesting place at the moment. And wondering what you get on that.
Okay.
And,
I'll look into
and
that
also
for
in
you,
relation
Helena.
To career.
Okay. Just please don't be in a state of fear. That's the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
the universe
is always going to provide for you, Helena. Okay?
Yes.
The angels are showing me you're a little bit overwhelmed, in regard to finances. And make sure to look at things rationally.
Okay.
And then remove the emotional reaction, from the situation. And as always, positive thinking always helps. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
As well as prayers. Because prayers open us up to solutions. When we worry, we sort of put up a bit of a wall, Helena. And when we put good intentions to the universe, of course we're going to get positive results. Okay? So the angels are saying, Helena, just try to continue and plan for your future. Okay? What I'm getting in regard to jobs now, this is going to be a month for you, the month of October. So if you're looking for something new, you're going to have, really good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
There may be, I'm sort of seeing a job maybe that you weren't even expecting, Helena. And I'm getting this is the perfect job for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to look forward for another job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you stay, do you have a full-time job that you're working?
I don't. So, sometimes depending on getting background work or any type of acting work, and that hasn't been coming through.
Okay, because like I said, I'm seeing something that is going to be coming through for you. And like I said, it's going to be really, really amazing. And you've just got to, believe in yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just want to say I have another message coming in, Helena. Hold on, please. Okay. It's a little bit quieter here, I think, with Hurricane Matthew and everything. I just, I pray that everyone is okay.
Yeah.
We send our love and light to them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting, Helena, Archangel Michael wants you to be really courageous now, and he's going to give you strength, and he's going to help you to take a leap of faith, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, Helena, I'm handing you this beautiful, sacred, energetic key. And within it, there's powerful blessings of courage and strength. Okay, Archangel Michael has been noticing your struggles and your difficulties, Helena, as well as, your worries and your fears. And he's giving you this key as an opportunity for you to take charge once again. It's a gift from God. And you choose how you, go about using it with this beautiful energy, Helena. You can bring harmony to your thought process by changing fear-based thoughts and then, returning to the calm and loving state that you usually are in. You may choose to use the extra energy to propel yourself forward and to really take that leap of faith or just to embrace its strength and its endurance, to see out an unfolding situation in your life. But the energy of this key is so powerful that Archangel Michael is calling it your energetic armor, Helena, okay? And he's asking that you take this key with love and gratitude, and he wants you to hold it next to your heart and know that its gift is delivered, and so it is.
yes. Thank you.
So you are so blessed, and I mean, I know the angels, they're always surrounding you, Helena. I've had the opportunity to connect with you, you know, more than a few times,
mm-hmm.
and you always have, you always have your divine team around you.
That is great. You know, recently, the past several weeks, past 2-3 weeks, I've taken lots of leaps of faith. Even by
you know what I'm getting, though? You might be, like, moving a little bit too fast here and there. Maybe try to slow down a little bit and just, like, look over your options. Okay? Because I'm getting there may be, like, an important decision that you have to make, and it will require, like, your undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I even have to, like, sit and meditate a little bit, Helena. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if you meditate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that would be really helpful. And just affirm that I express the joy of living, and I allow myself to enjoy every moment completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because every moment, Helena, you're always protected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just be confident in your abilities is what I'm getting.
Great.
And the angels are saying, You can achieve your financial desires and your goals. But the key to this now would be to, like, emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And,
okay.
Yeah, and
but
some
I just,
situations.
You're a beautiful person, and I'm also getting, there may be some surprises coming for you.
Oh, good.
And the angels are saying, whatever it is that brings fulfillment and joy to your life is going to be in your immediate future.
Yay.
And we know that the universe always works in perfect ways, and it always serves our highest good, Helena.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard for me to realize that when some twist of fate come around. It's like, what? What do I do now? But yeah,
I know. Well, I'm getting that you've got to watch your emotions as well as your fears, because like I told you before, when we worry or we have, like, fear, we sort of put, like, that block up, sort of like a wall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you're not able to deal, you know, as logically as you would, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that you're a little bit like, exhausted, a little bit drained, and the angels want you to take a well-deserved break. Helena, just go outside in nature, go for a walk, clear your mind, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The angels are saying, money issues are going to change when you are able to set aside your emotional attachments to the outcome, okay?
Okay. All right.
So just try to slow down a little bit and think about something peaceful. And that's going to help you, like, process your thoughts a little bit better.
Yeah.
It really will.
Okay.
And
all
just
right.
know that, you know, like, you have your beautiful angelic team, Helena, you know?
That's awesome. That is awesome.
And I'm getting this is going to be, like, an easier time than you believe, you know, but you have to stay positive. And I'm actually getting that there's some good news that may be coming your way as well.
Awesome. Awesome.
Go ahead, Helena.
Oh, but I still want to hear every word that comes out of your mouth. There's the possibility that I could go back to North Dakota getting a free ride on the bus. Can you ask the angels if that would be in my best interest to do at this point? I'm just sort of going with the flow and asking for the highest and best, that if I'm meant to be there, I'll go.
Okay, let's see. Okay. I'm getting a thumbs up from the angels, Helena. That's going to be, like, one option available to you, and it's a good option.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so I'm getting that is, like, a good option for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's your only option. And I'm getting a lady in spirit that's around you, and she's helping you at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I don't know if it's a mother or a grandmother figure, and she's just showing me, like, keys. And keys. And I mean, I think that's, like, the keys to success for you, hon.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so she's showing me, like I said, you are going to be successful. But I do believe, like, you have to think carefully because you have more than one option that is available for you. And there's going to be a lot of possibilities opening up. I do see you, you know, having new beginnings, taking a new direction. You have everything you need to move forward, but you've really got to sit and contemplate, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I, like I said, as I see, like, you know, you've got to think about it because there's more than just one option out there. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, really, you know, take a little time and meditate before you make any decision. But you do have to meditate.
Okay.
You don't want to miss an option, okay?
No, I don't.
That wouldn't be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to keep asking for the most benevolent outcome, the highest and the best, and trying not to be attached to anything.
See, I'm getting you don't have all the information needed at the present moment to make that decision. Okay, because there's still some information not there, Helena.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. The bus leaves.
But I am getting, you know,
that,
you know, you have to give yourself the chance to really get to know what you want most. That's what I'm getting, that you don't, like, really, you're not connecting with the idea of what you want to know most. So there's still, like I said, I'm getting, like, information is withheld at the present moment.
Okay. All right.
And that's okay, because, like I said, just let the options present themselves and start to get into that frame of mind where you're, you know, you're a little bit more calm and everything and meditate a little bit, and you're going to see, like I said, doors opening for you.
Awesome.
Okay, so don't worry about it. Just, you know what, Helena, enjoy it. The angels are saying, you know what, you've done this many times. You're an old soul, Helena. You've lived many lifetimes. You've got such wisdom beyond your years in there. Okay? And you've experienced all this from a soul's perspective. You know, you've seen, you know, the best, you've seen the worst. And you're asked to really go within and gather that wisdom. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you realize it, but your words are very powerful. And when you connect with people, you're able to say things that heal people on a very, very deep level.
Oh, wow.
Okay? What I'm getting is that you're what they call like a sage, you know? You have lifetime upon lifetime of experiences, and that wisdom is just amazing in there. And I'm feeling that as you and I are connecting now, that wisdom is starting to, like, rise up to the top there, Helena. So you need to take a little time. You need to connect with the hidden aspects of yourself. And you're going to find there's something great in there that you have to share with the world.
Great. Well,
part of that,
as far as my work, like, I was with the Native people, all the Native nations. And I saw that. I could say healing stuff, not wanting to or trying to, you know what I mean? Just being so close to Mother Earth for like 2 weeks, really, it was profound for me.
Yes.
It was good.
Just
in a very
whatever, like,
area.
You're called to do, Helena, listen to the calls of your soul and whatever you're being called to do. Because I'm getting like something new, something that you haven't done this lifetime.
Okay.
But you know what? When you do it, it's okay because it's going to be familiar to you. Even though you have not done it in this lifetime per se, it's going to be really, really familiar to you because you've done it many, many times before.
Okay.
The angels are showing
me.
So I'm getting something new. But like I said, it's new to you only in this lifetime. It's not new to you, you know, because you've done it many, many times. So as soon as you start doing it again, it's going to be like, oh, my gosh, this is like so, you know, I know how to do this. I've done it.
Nothing to do with media, but that's not new to me.
Yeah, I'm getting there will be something new. That's what I said, like there's some kind of information yet that you don't have. Like it's not, you know, it's not presented to you as. But I'm getting, you know what, don't worry about it because you're going to have a lot to celebrate.
Great.
And just in the meantime, celebrate the beautiful person that you are. Celebrate that beautiful, unique soul that you are. And just, you know, pat yourself on the back. and, you know, really acknowledge, hey, look at what I've done. You know, look at what I've accomplished. Honor the beautiful person that you are and validate, you know, everything that you bring to the world, everything that you have to offer, okay? You're this beautiful individual person, and just the angels want you to open your heart to celebrate the fact that, Helena, you are you and you're very special, okay? And everything that you possess is a reflection of spirit. The way you share your wisdom, your laughter, your love, that's spirit expressed in its highest form, okay?
Yeah.
And just connect with that beautiful divine being within. Okay? Helena, you are such a beautiful soul. So just start to just celebrate life to the fullest and just, you know, celebrate the life that you have created. You know, I don't think you realize quite yet, like, all of your unique gifts that you have. Okay? So just start celebrating and you're going to have so much more to celebrate.
Sometimes it feels like I can't express them all, especially even, it's weird, but living where I'm living, I'm kind of shut off here when I'm, you know, not in the city, and that frustrates me. Cause
You know what? You're only like a phone call away, or you can connect on a computer. So even when you're, you know, you're never disconnected. So start like in a different way is what I'm getting.
Okay.
I mean, do you enjoy being outside, like in Mother Nature?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, but for me, that's usually Central Park. That's why being in North Dakota the last 2 weeks, oh, my God, I was in heaven. And the feel of the land there, it's so sacred. It's like, whoa.
You feel you may have been, like, Native American in a past lifetime?
Yeah. Well, if I haven't, I just have a total pull that way. Total. Because I was going home.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling like. You know, like I feel like even something maybe to do like with nature, you know, like when you get outside and you're able to connect, it's bringing some of your gifts forward is what the angels are showing me.
Yeah.
And I really feel like, you know, that's something that maybe, you know, that you love it, but you're not really like connecting with all the beautiful gifts that you have. And I just feel like there's going to be something there, like within nature, and that might be one of the beautiful, you know, new things that you might connect with, because it's like I said, the new job, or you know, like your unique gifts are going to come forward, and then you're going to be able to, you know, to see what they are. But I'm also being shown Egypt. I feel like you had a really significant life
in
Egypt.
Chills. I've been there, and I got to go in the Great Pyramid. When I started to work for the airlines, that was like one of the first places I wanted to go, Egypt and London. It was very profound for me.
Wow. Yeah, you definitely lived during that time is what I'm getting. So, I mean, I just feel like there's a lot there like to reflect upon, and the more that you connect, like even if you just, you know, like you were there and stuff, connect with your experience and just maybe like look online and different things. It's going to help trigger something and you're going to remember stuff.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what I'm getting as well.
Because I saw that
was like, you know, amazing. And the other thing that I want to ask you, because this is, as I'm seeing you, like you, I'm getting that you were a knight in shining armor. Does that make any sense?
I don't know.
Do you have any, connection with, like, that era?
Yeah, well, England and Glastonbury, very pulled, and London. That's another place on the planet where really there's a big pull.
Yeah, because I just feel like you were the type of person that, like, you know, like people that were, like, weaker than you, you would always, like, be in that protective role for them. And you wouldn't like partake in anything unless you truly believed in it, you know?
That's so now pretty
and
what
that brings and what you know what that brings forward in this lifetime is you're loyal to the people that earn your respect. So they really have to be, you know, people that they have to earn your respect. And that's what are showing me. But Helena, you have so much, like you said, you have so much within you, and I'm just like, I just feel like really excited, because once you start recognizing like the other gifts, you know.
That's
so I just
awesome
feel like you have to connect. Yeah, another aspect of your life that you really haven't connected with as of yet, Helena.
Okay.
You know, and there's nothing to fear. It's just going to be, it's going to get better and better. It's just going to get better and better, you know. So just have faith and know that, like I said, the angels are with you and everyone, you know, like the angels. And even if you're walking around, like if you're in the park and you hear a little kid say something, be mindful, because that message, in fact, might be for you. Okay?
Yeah.
But you're really intuitive. It's always, you know, go with your intuition.
Okay.
And I'm getting that you're going to see, you know, so many positive results. Don't be afraid. That's what the angels are showing me. You know, like, don't have any fear in this, because you're going to have everything that you need, okay? And I'm getting you're going to be happier than you could even imagine. But you need to get in touch with your inner child.
Okay.
And the angels are saying, Helena, how long has it been since you got outside and played and did something crazy?
Yeah, it's been a while, so much so I can't quite remember.
Yes, the angels, they just, you know, connect with that inner child, you know, and have a little fun. Because when you do that, when you connect like that, it helps you to really, you know, get further on your path a little bit faster. Okay, so just, you know, just realize that all is well. And you're going to, you know, everything is going to be, you know, it's going to be fine. But I see that, you know, creatively your soul wants you to do something.
Yeah, well, I'm putting together a radio program for Saturday morning now.
Really?
I did a lot of interviews when I was in South Dakota, so I want to piece that together with an audiobook, Black Elk Speaks, for the radio station. So I'm working on that tonight and tomorrow, and it's going to air Saturday morning. Gosh, then there's voiceover classes, acting classes, but things like that.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And
all,
where is the, is it on Blog Talk, or is it a different, like a radio station where you live?
It's a radio station in New York, but it's online too. So it's on the air in New York City. But it's online.
Wow.
Are you on Facebook?
Very cool. And you mentioned the name of the radio show?
Yeah, it's WBAI 99.5 or WBAI.org, and it's 6 a.m. Saturday morning Eastern Time, 6 to 8 a.m. And I'm going to share my experiences at Standing Rock.
Wow.
I'm going to put
That's
the pictures
remarkable.
Up on Facebook. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Please put up the pictures, and like I said, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. That's what I'm getting, that you're going to be guided to this beautiful creative project, and it, maybe it's this radio show where you really are going to feel so alive.
Yeah, that's what I want, and I want, not like I want to do good, but I do, and I, for me, the most inner feeling is to work with, like, the people, the first peoples of the earth, because they know how to take care of all of us. They know how to take care of Mother Earth. And I love bringing their messages and their stories out.
Wow. That sounds, like, totally amazing.
Oh, it's fun.
I feel like once you start the project, Helena, it's going to open up and there's going to be other things that you're going to connect with.
Good. Yeah, because it'd be nice.
The angels are sure.
Oh, good.
Sort of like in a gestation period where you're waiting to hatch and really, like, you know, get out there is what I'm getting. Oh, my gosh.
I felt like that all my life. Always waiting and
I'm getting,
get out
there. You're coming out of that beautiful cocoon, and you're going to radiate and illuminate the world.
Oh, my God.
To be so magical. Oh my gosh, I feel you, just like you're so vibrant and you're thriving and you're transformed and you're renewed, and then you have such a renewed sense of purpose. Oh my goodness.
Oh, wowie, that's great.
Oh my gosh, I just can't believe like your energy. Oh my gosh, Helena, you are just like amazing. Totally, totally amazing. Don't, you know what, you've got to really, you know, you've got to give yourself time and let all this come to surface. Like you said, it's emerging, and I feel like there's so much more like you have to allow to come up, and there's going to be, once you do, you're going to see that, you know, there's more that you're going to want to do, and the more you do, the more you're going to vibrate and radiate and really illuminate the world, and it's just going to take off from there. It's just totally amazing.
Wow.
Totally, totally amazing. I'm just excited for you.
Wow. So I
can just
say
kidding,
it's been a lifetime of waiting
suffering.
For this and working. Pardon?
You've got to get rid of the worry. Like you said, you've spent that lifetime, and now's the time. This is your time.
Okay.
I mean, this is beautiful. This is your destiny.
This is so what I want. And it's funny, though. It's like I'm doing it on very poor equipment. It's like, you know, I need equipment to do this. I need this. I need that. And but I just keep going and working whatever way I can.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Everything that you need will be provided. And you might not have, like, the best of equipment right now and stuff, but that's okay. Because what's important is you're just going to be able to connect. And, you know, and then, you know, other things will come along and you'll get better equipment. But that's not the thing that you should focus upon, you know?
No. No. Yeah, it's being in the moment and connecting and getting what I need to get.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And you're going to have everything that you need. I just feel such excitement. And I can't wait to, you know, to hear all this amazing, you know, amazing work that you're doing. And, you know, and I could say I knew her when. When she was getting ready to do all this amazing, you know, stuff that she's presently
you can say,
doing,
I
my goodness.
I helped her when.
Thank you. But just embrace everything that's going on presently in your life, Helena. You know, whether you perceive it to be good or whether you perceive it to be bad, you know, it's just a circumstance, okay?
Yeah.
Whatever circumstance that presents itself does help us grow, you know?
Yeah.
And be gentle with yourself and love and accept, you know, your whole being, just the way you are in this moment, because you're beautiful.
Thanks.
You know, and every, like I said, everything that we encounter does have, you know, personal growth involved, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I see you, like I said, you're going through all of these situations, you know, and you're overcoming all the obstacles, all the perceived obstacles, because in reality there are no obstacles, Helena. These are all perceived obstacles. They're going to bring about beautiful opportunities for you, and the angels are saying, Helena, love every moment, and just welcome the unexpected. You know, and just, you know, get out there and just dance. I see you just dancing. Like, no matter what's going on, get out there and dance.
Okay.
But just, you know, I embrace and accept everyone and myself, and just, you know, and just be thankful for every situation. And every now and then, you know, just, you know, realize that, hey, we're breathing and stuff, and just say thank you every now and then, Helena, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
you have an amazing journey ahead of you, and I just can't wait to see, you know, everything that's going to come forward for you. I mean, it's just totally, totally amazing, Helena, because you are an amazing person. And you always have the ability to connect with us, you know, myself, sometimes Barbara, and no matter where you are, and you're out here, but you always have the time to connect, you know? That's beautiful. But
no,
the
you
angels
guys
are saying,
fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Just know that you're going to have a lot of positive changes taking place right now, okay? And like I said, stay positive with everything, because these changes are bringing about wonderful opportunities. And Helena, with these opportunities, I'm seeing like there's going to be abundance, there's going to be wealth for the present, but also for the future, okay?
Yeah.
Keep taking those beautiful steps, those positive steps, and each one you take, it's helping you to improve your life, okay? There's prosperity, like you said. There's success. There's abundance. And you're living your life, you know, with passion and purpose. And the angels are supporting you as you walk down your path, okay? So just know, like I said, the angels are with you. You have the ascended masters. you have this beautiful divine team that's going to help you to really, you know, succeed on your divine soul mission, Helena, okay?
Yay.
And there's blessings every step of the way. So just remember to be grateful for all the good that comes into your life.
Oh, gosh, you're a big blessing. You really are.
Amazing soul. You are such an amazing soul, and I'm in awe. I mean, I'm in total awe because I've known you for, like, you know, for a while now, and, I mean,
mm-hmm,
this is
yeah.
just, like, you've always been, you know, beautiful and creative and stuff, but I see something now because of the person that you are and the person, you know, that you're becoming. I mean, just, you better put your seatbelt down because these changes, I feel like they're going to happen really fast, okay?
Awesome. Great. Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
keep
you've
praying
chosen the
and
right
asking.
But just, yeah, you're every moment you're choosing the right path. So don't have any, like, fear, okay? Trust that the angels are with you. You have the universal energy with you. And, you know, just live your life with passion and purpose. Okay? And
yes.
just be grateful, like I said, Helena, because I see, like, an abundance of blessings coming into your life.
Oh, awesome.
Is there anybody that you know... Your name has a B in it, like it could be like a first name or a last name, because I'm getting like a bold B around you.
B. Nothing that's coming up. Doesn't mean there isn't, but.
Okay, well, just please hold on to the letter B, because
mm-hmm.
I do feel like that's going to be significant for you, hon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
It could be a first name. Or it could be a last name, and like I said, and it's coming in, like, really significantly. Just write it down, and then you
mm-hmm.
might say, hey, there's, you know, DC was talking about the letter B, and this is the person. You know, it may take a little while, but it does show up. Whether it's sooner or later, I don't know, but it will show up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah,
know
just...
that, you know, you have the angel of water helping you to move forward.
Oh, the
two,
D,
okay?
The D. There is somebody that's kind of important. The general manager of the radio station, his first name is B.
Okay, okay, because I'm getting they're going to be, you know, of significance to you.
Hmm.
Okay,
he's
so we have the angel material. Of water talking,
the angel
moving
of water.
Forward. Yep.
Oh, that's so cool, because that's
yeah.
the whole thing about being in South, in North Dakota. The water. Water is life.
Wow.
In Niwichone. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yep. Choices are made in the blink of an eye, in the moment, in between breaths. Choices are contemplated in the conscious mind during meditation, during dream time. Choices are relived, reviewed by ego chatter, regardless of the outcome. Choices made can consume your every moment if allowed to do so. Choices are sometimes final, sometimes not. The gift of choice is given freely, easily. The gift of choice gifts you with a choice to choose again and again and again.
Mm.
Helena, you are free to choose with loving kindness. Choose wisely. Choose with compassion. Choose with acceptance. Be mindful of all that is before you. So you have a lot of choices, hon, and like I said, you take the time and meditate. There's no rush. It's not a race.
Okay. And to be sure I make the right choice, it's just a matter of meditating and asking to make the right choice.
Yeah, you've got to meditate a little bit because, I was getting that there's, like, more than one choice that is ahead of you. And I don't
mm-hmm.
want you to, like I said, you could always – no choice is really the wrong choice. It just – it's a matter of how fast we're going to get where we're going, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
just, you know, with that said, just, you know, like, just relax and know that, like, all is well, Helena. You're going to be fine. I mean, you've done this
yeah.
all before many, 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 many times. You're an all-pro at it, but with the angels are saying, you know?
Well, I think one of the times I
got
kid and I...
They're saying, Helena, don't worry, you know? Oh, my gosh. You know what? What about your – I'm seeing dreams now. Have you been getting messages in your dreams?
No, I haven't been dreaming. Even on the ground in North Dakota, I wasn't really dreaming. I was freezing most of the time. No.
You know what? You may be dreaming and not realizing it when you when you wake up.
Mm.
But just, you know, believe – I mean, you could even – connect with your dreams in your waking state, you know,
mm-hmm.
just believe in yourself and believe in your dreams. And just the angels are saying, Helena, reach for the stars, okay?
Yes.
And when you have that dream within you, it's your responsibility to reach it, you know?
Yeah. It seemed very difficult.
And never surrender. Never surrender your dreams. Please, believe in yourself, okay? The angels believe in you. I believe in you, so you've got to believe in Helena. You're amazing.
Wow.
So now, what kind of messages are you giving now on your show?
I'm going to talk about, you know, being at the Standing Rock Camp in North Dakota, talk about water, the water protectors, and then have people talk, because I got to tell you, a couple of the people I met were talking about Mother Earth, and tears are in their eyes. These people have such full hearts, and they're so humble, and they're so beautiful. These are the Native Americans, the first peoples. They're just so gorgeous, and their spirit's so beautiful,
that's
and they're
beautiful.
Sharing.
That's totally amazing.
Totally amazing.
I'm getting that. I just, you know what? You were a shaman in a past life, hon.
Oh, wow.
I'm just seeing eyes. I'm seeing eyes that are very wise and, you know, and Native American eyes. So you have the ability to just, like, really, like, travel and, you know, beyond, you know, the veils and... You really, you know, to communicate with, you know, everything out there, with the whole world, you know?
Wow.
I just, there's so much within you. You're going to connect with all of that, you know, all your ancestors. And you speak of Mother Earth with such, you know, like beautiful joy. And like I said, I just feel like you're a shaman, you know?
Wow. Yeah, when I talk about her, even now, I feel her so deeply in my solar plexus, especially after being on that land. There was a sacred fire that was burning 24/7. And, you know, you can go there whenever you wanted and go pray. And it's so beautiful.
Yes. Oh, my
gosh. And the people are so lovely.
Yes. Well, you have the ability to really, like, to get through any kind of difficulties that are, you know, perceived before you. Okay, so just know that. But you know what? I'm getting that you've really got to start to connect with your past to be able to really, it's going to help you to move forward, if that makes any sense.
Past lives or this past?
The past lives. I'm seeing, like I said, like a Native American life, you know?
I'm kind of steeped in the Native American stuff. I just can't help it. You know, sometimes I'm a little fearful. I don't want to look like a wannabe or a fake, but I can't help
you're,
it.
You're
I'm
not.
So drawn
it's
to
the
it.
Lifetime. And Helena, around you, I see a totem animal around you, which is the buffalo.
Yeah, I'm really attracted.
And when the buffalo,
I'm drawn.
Okay, when the buffalo is around you, that means that abundance is around you.
Oh, good.
But it also
good.
Means got to be a little bit patient, and you've got to prepare so that you can, in fact, obtain this abundance, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to get yourself ready. I see, like I said, you know, you're that beautiful Native American Indian. You've got to get yourself ready for that hunt, okay? I mean, you're an amazing soul, Helena. God bless you. I thank you so, so very much. Oh, my gosh, for calling in. You made my evening.
You made my evening. I mean, you're so kind and generous. Good God. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I just see you, like I said, you know, there's a buffalo. You know, you're hunting and everything. And I just see there, you know, I see the victory sign. So victory is within your reach as we're speaking, okay? And just connect with that spirit within, Helena, and you're going to have everything that you've wanted.
Yay.
I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. Totally, totally beautiful. Well, I thank you, and please, you have to stay in touch with us, Helena.
Oh, I will.
And
I will.
You know what? I was at a healing mass. I've been going on Wednesdays, and they have an kind of Mother Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And it weeps this holy oil. It's called, like, it's called myrrh.
What's it called?
And it's the holy myrrh. M-Y-R-H, myrrh.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I just, yeah.
And I mean, it has such a magnificent smell. It's beyond any kind of floral smell that you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
It was scientific, and they didn't know what to make of it. So this beautiful icon, Helena, it cries this holy myrrh.
Oh God.
And we go to this mass, and sometimes, like the priest there at the parish, he'll take it with him when he has an invitation to another church, and they never advertise it. Word of mouth. Well, they had taken it the one time to this other church that was, you know, a couple hours away. 4,000 people showed up, and this icon, you know, producing this holy myrrh.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's so amazing, so amazing.
Oh, that's incredible.
I went to the mass with my friend, and I sort of started to, like, I was going in one direction in time. My friend was going in another. And the two of us, like, we were at the mass, part of us, but part of us was somewhere else. It was just, like, so amazing. I mean, there's been miracles. Like, it's known for its miracles, this beautiful place.
May I ask where it is?
Yes, I reside in Pennsylvania, and this is in Taylor, Pennsylvania. Yes.
Okay.
St. George's.
Oh, wow.
To look it up online, and you could see the beauty of the church itself. I mean, just to look at it, it's totally amazing. And as we were looking around the church, they have a beautiful dome at the top of the church there. And my friend and I, it's magnificent, like white beaming light come upon us. I mean, it was just so amazing. And I sat there, and when I got home, I channeled this little message. If you'd like to hear it, I'd love to share it with you.
Of course, of course.
Greetings, beloved children. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today. Love is all there is. Each of you are children of God, and you are perfectly created. Open your heart and allow love to guide you. This divine energy has the power to change everything. You were created from love. It is now time to connect once again and bring humanity together. Radiate love outward to all you meet. See yourself through the eyes of love, as well as your fellow man. There is no separation. Guide your brothers and sisters to realize the truth within themselves. Help others to see the miracles love brings. Be the answer to someone's prayers. You are an extension of my love. Help to create a shift with this divine, infinite energy and remove all limitations. Let go of all that is holding you back. Simply allow your higher self to step forward, raise your frequency, and return to your true state. You hold within you unlimited potential as you ascend. Help others to become one in love. You have the ability to bring so much love and light into this world, and it is needed right now. Please do not hesitate to bring hope where there is fear. Within your loving heart comes my motherly love. Everything you need is within you. Allow me to continue now to work through each of you and help you to expand, awaken, and receive all that is needed to manifest an abundant life. I am with you every step of the way. Life holds for you more than you could have ever dreamed. Beloved children, as you expand your consciousness, you align and become one with divine love. Trust yourself now and continue forward on your journey. Open your heart to all the possibilities that surround you. You are meant to live a happy, joyful life that is filled with abundance. My love is always with you. I love you, Mother Mary.
Oh my God, that is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I connected with Mother Mary back in 2008. Helena, I saw her face to face.
Did you really? Is she just gorgeous?
Yes. I had two experiences. At the time, I was going to be operated on, and I saw Archangels Michael and Raphael, and then I saw Mother Mary. And Mother Mary looked in my eyes, but I felt like she wasn't looking into my eyes. She was looking at my soul. And after that happened, I had been experiencing people saying to me, "You've got my mother's eyes."
Oh, wow.
After a while, I'm thinking, well, you know what, that's kind of strange because I have people that are friends of different ethnicities, and it's
right.
impossible to have everybody's mother's eyes. And then I realized, oh, my goodness, everyone,
yeah.
when they look in my eyes, they can see Mother Mary, you know?
Wow.
So when I would give people reading,
mother.
Yes, or I would do some, like, healing, like the Reiki
mm-hmm.
healing, at times
mm-hmm.
they would smell the beautiful flowers and say, oh, my gosh, like, what is
mm-hmm.
that? And I'd connecting with you, you know? Just, like, totally, like, so amazing and so beautiful, you know?
Holy Moses, yeah.
But that happened in 2008, like years before I started this journey.
Before you started with your intuitive work?
Yeah, before I connected, you know. I've been doing this since 2014.
That's all?
You know, and a year before that, I connected with my best friend and her son-in-law. I had third-stage cancer. And that's when I started channeling. I started to channel healing messages from Jesus.
Wow.
And I continued to channel the messages for approximately 4 months during the whole time of his treatment.
Wow.
So, I mean, I channeled and I thank God for being a vessel, you know, that he could
yeah.
use me to connect. And then a year later, like it was 2014, that I started like on this journey. And, I mean, it came out of nowhere, you know. So that's what I'm saying to you. Don't put any limitations, Helena, on what the universe can gift you. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I started my journey sitting there and just watching TV shows that had psychics and different things, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my niece and I, we would watch, like, the Long Island Medium, and we would, like,
mm-hmm.
laugh because we loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband would kid me all the time, "What do you think you are, the Long Island Medium?" And it ended up where
bingo.
I ended up on the radio, you know, like giving
yeah.
readings. And I said, oh, my gosh, like I don't do this kind of stuff. But I was told if you believe, you know, spirit will give you everything that you need, you know.
Yeah.
So just, you know, everything that you need, Helena, is going to be there for you.
Okay.
So you just have to
yeah.
believe that. And you have so much, like I could feel, you know, all that that's within you that wants to come out and to be shared with the world.
Awesome. Yeah, today it was funny because today I started putting the show in different Facebook groups I'm in. I'm like, you sure you want to do this? Because normally I'm not, like, quiet about it, but, you know, I don't make that much of an effort. And it's like, you better do this well, and you better do this. What happens if you don't do it? You know, because it was like, okay, but it was like almost a little bit of a coming out party, putting what
yeah,
I'm doing
yeah, oh
out
my,
there,
yeah.
more, you know? Yeah.
You know what? To have something you've never had, you've got to do something you've never done, correct?
Yeah, yeah. It's rough time. It's rough
doing
time
that. You're doing, you know,
horn.
That's something that
yeah.
you've. And the more and more that you proceed and you keep doing it, you're going to see, like, all these doors opening.
Mm, great.
I'm just getting, like, all these doors are opening. Oh, my goodness.
I think this was probably a big result of my going on this trip because I shut a lot of doors. Not that the part-time
yeah,
job.
You've got
that
to, you've got to just be open to your highest and your best. And like I said, it's not a race.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
sit and meditate a little bit and... You know, you're going to have everything is going to come to you. You're going to know.
Okay.
You know, you want it to be for your highest and your best, and you don't need to, you know, you don't need to rush.
Okay.
And the more that you just get comfortable and, you know, connect with your joy, and it's going to get easier and easier.
Awesome.
And all your, like I said, I see, like, you going, like I said, in a totally different direction, and... It's going to be something that once you do it, you're going to fall in love, Helena, and you're going to think, oh, my gosh, like, this is, like, what I'm doing now. This is something I could have never imagined for myself.
I don't know. Part
you know,
of it
giving
is.
Readings
I mean,
on
yeah,
radio, I'm
yeah.
thinking, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But you know what? You have that within you, hon, you know? You have all that, you know, that beautiful energy within you.
Yeah, I felt inspired to so much my entire life. And it's, you know, it's like a little step and then
Beautiful.
But yeah, I think I'm ready to go and move. It's different.
You've got a lot of guides, family members, maybe friends, I'm not sure, but they're with you as well. And like I said, you have everything that you need to succeed. You have your divine team. You have your family, your friends. You have so much support. It's just totally unbelievable.
Great.
Totally unbelievable. So just don't be afraid, you know. Keep going forward, moving forward. I see like a man around you. I feel like, you know, he had a lot of aches and pains during his lifetime, maybe like, a, you know, suffering. But I feel like maybe even something was breathing even. You know, and he was very, like, limited, you know. And now he's just, you know, he's able to do everything, and he's also able to help you is what I'm getting. And I just feel like he's one of your guides, Selena, you know.
Okay. Do you think it could be a father or an uncle?
You know, when you're stressed, I'm feeling more so like a father. And he's saying, when you're stressed and everything, just know that I'm here and I could help you. Just, but you've got to see him as being here, because he's not in the physical, you know, like body that he was in, but he's still with you. And he's very much alive and he's with you. And he sees when you're stressed and everything, and he just, you know, he's telling you, I'm here and I do want to help you, Helena. Allow me to help you. You know, I don't know if you have a fear of connecting, you know, with those that are transitioned.
No.
Because I feel like there may be, like, a bit of a fear.
No, I mean, I guess sometimes I think I'm a little afraid of seeing them. Like, I really want to see angels and fairies. I don't know if I want to see the spirits of anybody else, people I know. That might scare me a bit. That even happened when my parents died. It was like, yeah, you know, come and dream, but I don't quite
want
to see you. You know?
Oh my gosh, you're something. Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? I don't want to freak you out or nothing, but there's somebody standing right next to you. I could feel the energy. And
on
for
the
me,
right
when
hand
people transition. On the right hand side.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting chills. And I think it's my mother.
Okay, because I feel, like I said, I could feel that energy. Like, I get like a change in temperature. And it's on your right hand side. Oh my gosh. That is so awesome.
Yeah, I still have
two. Oh, my gosh, that is too cool. Oh, gosh. Oh, well, see that, Helena? You're even psychic, see? Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Gosh.
That is so cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight.
You
made my night.
No,
oh, my God,
my
this
night.
Was awesome. And stay connected. Let me know what you're doing. And send me on Facebook, if you would, send
me
your address.
Yeah, what's
your
Facebook
page? Okay, well, on Facebook, I'm just, it's DC in caps, there's a space, and then the love, and the L is capitalized, and the crazy blonde, you can't miss me. So if you just connect with me on Facebook and send me your address, I want to send you, you know, the little, they give out the cards and they give a little bit of the mirror out, you know?
Oh, my God, thank you. I've always wanted that. Like, from, there have been different people. That's so awesome.
Just connect with me, and, you know, and I'll get that out to you when I go, like, the next time to the mass one. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I think my mom's laughing because this apartment's nothing the way she would have liked to see it.
But it's your apartment. It's okay. You know, it's your apartment. Don't worry about us.
Oh, yeah, I know.
As long as, you know what, as long as you're comfortable there, it's okay. I don't think she really, you know, she doesn't care about stuff like that. She more so cares about you, Helena, and she wants you to be happy. So she's laughing, even though, you know, it's not the way it should be in her, you know, in her eyes.
In her eyes,
it's okay. Yeah, that's what she's saying. But she loves you, Helena. She just loves you, and, you know, she's hugging you. And like I said, just, maybe, I don't know, like, did you spend time, have a cup of hot tea or have coffee or something? Because I'm getting, like, spending time and just sitting at a table and enjoying her company, you know? So maybe if you can do that tonight, just sit there, you know, and talk to her like you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a cup of tea here with me, too. Cool.
And she's handing you a red rose, Selena.
Oh.
She's handing you a beautiful rose. Yeah. And she's telling me it signifies new beginnings. She's saying she wants you to know she's with you. Have courage and have faith, okay? Because she's gonna like sort of like nudge you like into the right direction, and she's saying, Helena, if you don't listen, I'm gonna push you.
good. From her, I'm feeling like the nudge to go
and
North Dakota.
You know?
I can do this, huh?
she's saying, hon, you can do this, okay?
Yeah.
Because she hears you saying, no, it's not the right time. But it is the right time, you know?
Yeah.
And it's never, you know, it's never the wrong time. Never too old to start over, Helena.
That's all I've been doing my whole life. I'm just crazy, you know?
But that's okay. That's okay, you know?
It is what it is, yeah. Yeah.
I see you stepping onto the big stage, hon. You're stepping forward, and you're on the big stage of life.
Mm, wow.
So really embrace, you know, the new beginnings that are coming for you. And like I said, just you've got to reconnect with that beautiful inner child and do something like a little crazy, something that you wouldn't normally do, but you give yourself permission to have some, you know, really, really cool fun, okay?
Cool. Yeah, thank you.
God bless you, Helena. You have a
God bless you.
Like rainbow colors. I don't know what you're doing, but everything's like rainbow colored. Oh my goodness.
God, I'm loving it.
It's your beautiful. It's your beautiful energy, Helena. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm gonna say good night. Our show is coming to an end, and I want to thank you, you know, so much, Helena, for sharing quite a bit of the show with me. That was awesome.
Yeah, for real. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. Light and love. You have a blessed evening, Helena.
You too, darling. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Wow.
Well, everyone, we're coming to the end of our show. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Angel Antics. I send you all light and love and special prayers are being sent to those, you know, that are in the path of Hurricane Matthew. Eileen and I, we send as well Reiki energy to embrace everyone. Good night, everyone, and God bless.